All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Prasquella, Divinely Intuitive Business. We're here for day 19, and today we're going to talk about debt. Most of us have a bit of a love-hate relationship with our debt. We hate it, but boy, we're really, you know, comfortable with it. We're comfortable. It's like the new normal, you know, to have that debt, to be able to be paying it. And that's not always the case. I mean, there are times where we go through our lives where we are on top of things and everything's paid and blah, 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 and then, boom, there's something that comes up and now we have the debt again. But if you have debt and you've got crap about it, crap like I hate it and I've got it, and yet there's some level of comfort with it, that's what today's about. All right, let's call in our guides and call in our angels, and we say thank you. Thank you, thank you for the opportunity to heal complacency, overwhelm, fear, judgment about debt, to have a more healthy relationship with our money through each and every moment of each and every day. We welcome the ahas, the downloads, the beauty, the understandings, the transformation. We welcome them. Now and in the future. And we say thank you. We know that only love is spoken here. And so it is. Source Spotter Karate Chop, even though I have debt and I've got some really firm ideas about my debt. I've got firm ideas about debt, period. About owing something to anyone. About collecting after I've loaned. I've got some discomfort. I've got some distaste. I've got some judgment about people who are in debt. Judgment about me if I'm in debt. And I'm ready to let this go. I'm ready to create a healthier relationship with debt. I'm ready to create a healthier relationship with money. Even though debt feels heavy, it feels like it's wanting to grab my freedom, wanting to grab me in the wallet, wanting to grab me in places I don't want that grabbing. I'm willing to extricate myself from it. I'm willing to extricate myself from debt, but also the belief that debt is bad, the belief that it's wrong, the belief that I'm bad, the belief that others are bad, the belief that it's choking me, it's overwhelming me. Debt just is. Debt just is. And it is the beliefs and the energy and the judgments that I put upon it that make it worse. It is me who makes it worse. It is me who decides what it is and what it is not. I'm willing to stop being comfortable with it and to make a choice about it, free of emotional shit. So even though I have this debt, even though I have this relationship with debt, I'm willing to be free. I'm willing to be free. I choose to be free. I choose to look at the debt and say, thank you. Thank you for your faith in me, for loaning me the money so that I could do what I needed to do. Thank you for believing in me that I would pay you back, and I will. Thank you for trusting me. Debt is evidence of trust. It's evidence of someone believing in me, someone saying, I trust that you will be able to do this. I believe in you. I want you to have more freedom. I want you to have more of what you need. And this is only a temporary place. I trust in you. How incredible that someone believes in me and they don't even know me. Even more than that, I believe in me. And in the places where I don't believe in me, I don't believe I can pay it back. I don't believe it will happen. I don't believe I'm good enough. I don't believe I deserve. I don't believe bullshit. I let them go because they do not serve me. Those beliefs do not serve me. Not if I'm here creating what I'm here to create. I trust that what I'm doing is exactly what I need to be doing. And I see every single person along the way who supported me, including credit card companies. I see the many places I invested in myself. And I say thank you. Thank you to all the lessons learned. Thank you to everything I received. Lessons I'm still receiving. And I call upon Archangel Michael to disconnect, to cut the cords from those times, those mentors, those places, those credit card companies. I call upon Archangel Michael to cut the cords so that I can pull back my energy to myself and stop giving it out in methods of judgment. I can create this energy and have it here for me to use for my own creation, for what's next, what's calling me forward, what's pulling me into my future. I let go of the past. And I am free. I claim that I am free. I am free of debt. I am free of judgment. I am free of frustration. I am free of overwhelm. I am free of not enough. I am free if not enough. I claim this to be my truth today, that I am free. And I am grateful for everything and everyone who supported me along this journey. I say thank you. I say thank you. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth, and so it is. All right, everyone, nice deep breath. I will see you all on the call tomorrow. Have a beautiful afternoon, and go get your divine on, everyone. Big hugs to you all. Bye now.